弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
In peace to our brothers and sisters.
很高兴今天安息日可以在这里再次跟弟兄姐妹来遵守圣日，来领受神的祝福。
I'm very fortunate to be here with everyone today on the Sabbath day to observe His Sabbath and to receive His blessings.
小丽过去这一个多月，教会安排到南美洲巴西跟巴拉圭去访问那里的信徒。
And in the past month, I have been arranged to go to South America and Brazil and Paraguay to visit the brothers and sisters there.
所以，跟他们一起聚会，自从上个我们灵会结束之后，就离开这里。
And so, since the end of the spirit convocation, I have not been back here.
回到这里，现在变成夏天了。
And now we come back here, and now it's summer.
所以，我们回到这个美国这个地方来聚会敬拜神，真的是神的祝福。
And to be able to have service here in the United States, this is a blessing of God.
每次从国外回来这里，就觉得说，在这里人真的领受神很大的福气。
And every time I come back from another country, back here to the U.S., I feel that we are all very blessed.
我们更应该要把握这个机会，好好的用心来敬拜这位爱我们的神。
And we need to grasp onto the opportunity to continue to love and worship this God of ours.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考。从列王记里面来看，留给做父母亲的提醒。
And so now in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to share with you the reminders to parents and kings.
因为我们这个星期天是美国的父亲节。
And because the Sunday, coming Sunday, will be a Father's Day.
那父亲节是地区性的，所以每个国家在纪念这个节日日期不一致。
And Father's Day is celebrated regionally, so.Every country celebrates this day on a different day.
上个月的母亲节就全球性都一致的。
And Mother's Day is celebrated on the same day globally.
所以，看起来，我们一般人会觉得母亲的角色比较重要。
So most people, it would seem like mothers play a more important role.
真的也是母亲比较辛苦。
And it's truly that mothers are more work so harder.
因为放眼望去。几乎我们可以看到，不管是教会里还是社会里面，教养孩子的重责大任基本上都落在母亲的手上。
Because if you look at society and also the church, we can see that the job of raising the children is falls on the mothers.
很多做父亲的出外工作，或者是因为各种因素不在家里，那这个养育孩子跟教育孩子的责任都是母亲在担负。
Most fathers are working or not home, so raising the children falls on the mother.
那当然，所以母亲的重要性，这个是没办法否认的，我们每个人都知道的。
And we cannot deny the importance of the roles that the mothers play.
做母亲的一言一行，可能都会影响我们的下一代。
And the words and actions of the mothers will affect our next generation.
但是另一方面，做父亲的角色也非常重要。
But on the other hand, the role of the father is also very important.
因为没有父亲就不会有孩子。
Because without the father, there will not be their children.
当然现在的科技已经进步到有时候好像没有男女结合也可以生孩子的。
And it seems like technology has advanced to the point where we do not have to have any biological contact and we can still have children.
但是这个不是神当初所设计的人类繁衍的这个原理。
But this is not how God has designed for us to pass on our next generation.
在神所设立的婚姻跟家庭里面，一定是有父母亲一起来养育他们的孩子。
And in the family that has been designed by God, there must be the parents and the children.
因为父亲跟母亲在家庭里面扮演不同的角色。
And because the father and the mother play different roles in the family.
对这个家庭，对他们所养育的下一代有不同的影响。
And they will have different effects on the family and the next generation.
那我们最近这一个多月，我们在读经的进度都在读《列王记》上下。
And in the past month, we have been reading the first and second Kings.
所以希望我们弟兄姐妹都能够照着教会读经进度来熟悉每一卷经卷。
Yeah, so I hope that all the brothers and sisters can get familiar with the Bible through the Bible readings.
我们今天如果照进度，应该是读《列王记下》第二十三章了。
And according to our Bible reading, we should be reading Second Kings chapter 23.
我们已经读到整个犹大国的历史就要结束了。
We have already come to a point where the whole kingdom of Judah is about to end.
它的结束是非常的悲剧性的结束。
And the end is very tragic.
神的选民国度，北国以色列国跟南国的犹大国，他们的结束都是很凄惨的。
And the northern and southern kingdom all end in tragedy.
那这样一个凄惨的历史里面，到底我们要学到什么？
in this tragic history, what can we learn from them?
我们从列王里面这样一个王一个王接在在记录他们的一生呢。
And we can see that from the various kings that was in their life that has been recorded.
我们看到一个世代的交替，从一代传下一代。
We can see the passing on of the generations.
那我们也看到这个世代这个王的兴衰，他是好还是坏，就决定取决于他到底是不是行神眼中看为正的事。
And whether a king is good or bad determines whether or not he does things that are favorable in the eyes of God.
那这个王，一个王他会行神眼中看为正还是看为恶的事，跟他的父母亲有很大的关系。
And whether or not a king does things that are evil or good in the eyes of God has a lot to do with his parents.
所以我们在读这个历史当中，我们会看到圣经里面为我们留下许多做父母亲应该要得到的提醒。
And so when we read the Bible, we see a lot of reminders to the parents.
今天早上我们从列王记上下来看几个父亲。
And so now from First and Second Kings, I would like to look at a few fathers.
来看这几个父亲，他所留给他们的子孙的礼物。
And to see these fathers and the gifts that they have left for their children.
这个礼物有的是一辈子受用无穷的。
And this gift, some of it will last for the lifetime of their children.
但有些礼物是祸患他的后代子孙非常的永远，就是很久很久的时代。
And some gifts will pass on to various generations.
这个祸患延续一代下一代，一直都没有办法结束。
And there's some of the gifts will bring trouble to many generations.
那这些礼物真的是就好像一个烫手山芋，这样一代传下一代，每一个世代都受到这个礼物的祸患。
And the gift is like a hot potato that's been passed on from one generation to the next, and every generation experiences trouble.
最后就导致这个国家灭亡了。
And in the end, it caused the kingdom to be destroyed.
我们一起来看看这个圣经里面所留给我们这个提醒。
And so we'd like to look at the reminder that the Bible has given us.
那首先我们因为我们今天是特别为做父亲的来讲这个题目，那当然做母亲的我们相信上个月应该有相关的信息。
And this message today is essentially for the fathers, but for the mothers, there's probably a similar message that was delivered last month.
在列王记里面有一个很特殊的现象，就是他特别是有关于犹大国的历史，他都会交代他的母亲是谁。
In the Kings, there's a very special phenomenon where that whatever has to do with the history of Judah, it will say who the mother is.
比如说，我们现在看《列王记上》第十四章。
Let's first turn to First Kings chapter 14.
列王记上的十四章。
Turn to First Kings chapter 14.
第二十一节。
Verse 21.
这是以色列国度分成南北两国以后，南国犹大国的历史。
And this is when the kingdom of Israel was divided into northern and southern kingdom, the history of Judah.
第二十一节说请读二十一节。
In verse 21, Rehoboam, son of Solomon, was king in Judah. He was 41 years old when he became king, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city the Lord has chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, which to put his name. His mother's name was Naamah, and she was an Ammonite.
那这段圣经，你看它记载所罗门之后的罗波安王他统治剩下一个支派，就是在南边的犹大国。
And here it records Rehoboam, who is the son of Solomon, and how he ruled Judah in the southern kingdom.
他本来是应该是作为全地的王的。
Originally he was to be the king over all the land.
但是他因为他自己本身的这个骄傲自大，不听老人的劝言，最后导致国家就分裂。
But because of his pride and his unwillingness to listen, it caused a country, his nation, to be divided.
那从这个时候开始，有关于犹大列王的记录，通常都会交代他的母亲是谁。
And from this point forward, wherever it records about the king of Judah, it will record who his mother was.
罗伯安的母亲叫做拿玛，她是亚门人。
And his mother is Naamah, and she was an Ammonite.
所以显然这是这个所罗门王他去娶的这个亚蛮人的这个女子之后所生下的孩子。
And so this is obviously King Solomon who married an Ammonite and the children he had with her.
好，那再去看第十五章，接下去的下一个王，第十五章请看第二节。
And let's continue to read chapter 15, verse 2.
先读第二节。
And verse 2, and he reigned in Jerusalem 3 years. His mother was Maacah, daughter of Abishalom.
好，那这个就是接下去的罗伯安后面的亚比央王，他也特别交代他的母亲是谁。
And here after Rehoboam, it was the king Abijah, and also records who his mother was.
那这样的一个这样的一个模式呢，特别都是对犹大的王所做的记录。
And this is the format that has been used to record the kings in Judah.
我们可以从列王记上下里面自己去分析，有没有看到每一个都基本上都是这样子。
From First and Second Kings, we could see that all of the kings are described in this way.
他是谁的儿子？他做王几年？然后他的母亲什么名字？是哪里人
？It will all be recorded in the form of who his father was, how long he reigned, and who his mother was.
啊，那所以这个母亲的角色，他在这个地方哦，他留下一个名字，但他都没有对这个母亲做评论呢。
And here the mother's name has been recorded, but nothing else has been recorded about her.
那有关于以色列国，圣经就没有这样写。
But for a king of Israel, the Bible did not record it in this way.
所以你如果注意看以色列国的历史，在王记录这个王做王几年的时候，他都不会说他母亲是谁了。
And so if you look at the history of the kingdom of Israel, it will record the kings, but it will not mention his mother.
因为以色列国的国位不是一直传下去的，它是变来变去的。
And because the king in Israel is not directly descended, it hops around.
基本上它有四个王朝，就是四个朝代。
And in general, there's four dynasties.
那这个每一个朝代的更替，有时候就是因为篡位产生的。
And each dynasty can transition because of a coup.
啊，那所以啊，在我们在读列王记的时候，我们要注意到这样的一个特殊的描述。
And so when we read the book of Kings, we need to be mindful of this special description.
是在告诉我们说，这个做母亲的其实真的会影响他的孩子，到底是会行神眼中看为正的事，还是行神眼中看为恶的事。
And this tells us the mother can affect whether or not a child will do what is good or what is evil in the eyes of God.
好，那有关于做父亲的，我们现在要来先来看第一个父亲。
And for the fathers, we'd like to look at the first father.
我们来看列王记上第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 2.
列王记上第二章。
1 Kings chapter 2.
这是大卫王他要死以前，他对他的儿子所罗门所做的交代。
And this is before King David passed away, what he commissioned to his son.
我们请读第一节到第四节。
Let's read from verse 1 to 4. Verse 1, when the time drew near for David to die, he gave a charge to Solomon his son. Verse 2, I am about to go the way of all the earth, he said. So be strong, show yourself a man. Verse 3, and observe what the Lord your God requires, walk in his ways and keep his decrees and commands. His laws and requirements as written in the law of Moses, so that you may prosper in all you do and wherever you go. Verse 4, and that the Lord may keep his promise to me. If your descendants watch how they live, and if they walk faithfully before me with all their hearts and soul, you will never fail to have a man on the throne of Israel.
你看这一段就是大卫要死以前特别对他儿子的所说的话。
And this is what David said to Solomon right before he died.
他说他要他的儿子要刚强做大丈夫。
And he wants his son to be strong and be a man.
要遵守主神的吩咐。
And to observe what the Lord your God requires.
要照着摩西在律法上所写的遵行主的道。
And walk in the ways and keep the decrees and commands as written in the law of Moses.
要谨守神所吩咐的一切律例诫命典章。
And to watch keep all of his decrees and commands.
他说如果能够这样子，那不论你以后往哪里去，做什么事都会亨通。
And so he said, if you could do this, then you would prosper in all your ways.
然后神他一定会照他所应许的啊，来祝福这个国家，来祝福这些家庭。
And God will fulfill His promise to bless the nation and bless the family.
所以他特别提到说神对他的应许。
And here he mentioned the promise of God to him.
你的子孙若谨慎自己的行为，尽心尽性、诚诚实实的行在我面前。那这个国位就一直传下去。
If your descendants watch how they live, if they walk faithfully before me, then you will never fail to have a man on the throne of Israel.
那这个就是大卫他觉得他在死以前他特别要讲的。
And this is what David felt he needed to say before he died.
因为他知道他的子孙有没有遵行神所吩咐的，会决定他们的命运。
And because he knows that whether or not the children obey God's word will decide their fate.
如果他们能够确实的记住神的吩咐，然后谨守遵行。
If they can truly remember the words of God and to follow them,
那这样子就得到神的同在，他们 一生的路程就会亨通顺利。
Then they will have the abundance of God, and in everything they do, they will prosper.
大卫本身就是为他的儿子留下这个美好的榜样。
And David himself left this example for his children.
因为大卫他在神的眼中，圣经特别说他是合神心意的。
And because David, according to the Bible, is one who finds favor in the eyes of God.
他在列王记上的第十五章，作者这样子描述他。
And in 1 Kings chapter 15, the author records him in this way.
我们看列王记上十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 15.
第十五章，请读第三节。
Chapter 15, verse 3.
三节到五节。
Chapter 15, verse 3 to 5. Verse 3, he committed all the sin his father has done before him. His heart was not fully devoted to the Lord his God, as the heart of David his forefather has been. Verse 4, nevertheless, for David's sake, the Lord his God gave him a lamp in Jerusalem by raising up a son to succeed him and by making Jerusalem strong. Verse 5, for David had done what was right in the eyes of the Lord and had not failed to keep any of the Lord's commands all the day of his life, except in the case of Uriah the Hittite.
这一段在讲应该是大卫的孙所罗门的孙子亚比央，也就是是大卫的这个曾孙的哈。
And here it talks about Abijah, who is the great grandson of David.
那他在讲说这个亚比央王啊，他行神眼中啊，他心哈跟他的祖父大卫不一样了哈。
And here it says Abijah's heart was different from his forefather David.
哦，因为大卫他是诚诚实实的顺服神的一个王。
And David was one who has followed the words of God.
那亚比央他所做的事情其实并没有符合神的标准。
And what Abijah did was not in accordance to the ways of God.
可是因着特别在第四节说，神是因着大卫的缘故哦，能使他在耶路撒冷有灯光。叫他的儿子决心他作王啊，建立耶路撒冷。
And here it says, for David's sake, the Lord gave him a lamp in Jerusalem and raised up a son to succeed him.
犹大王国他们的存留国位一直延续，就是因为有大卫他这个美好的榜样，他在神面前所存的这个心。
And Judah, the kingdom of Judah was able to survive because of David and his heart that has been left before the Lord.
第五节特别说，因为大卫的一生除了乌利亚那件事情之外，他都是行神眼中看为正的，他一生没有违背神所吩咐的。
And here in verse 5 it says, David had done what was right in the eyes of the Lord, except for in the case of Uriah.
也就是说，大卫所行的，后来成为他的子孙的一个标准。
And this is to say that what David has done becomes a standard for his children.
所以列王记里面在描述这个王好或不好，就是以大卫所行的为标准，是不是遵行大卫的道，然后来顺服神的指示。
So in the book of Kings, it describes whether a king is good or bad is according to a comparison to what David had done.
这是大卫他做一个父亲，他留给他的后代子孙的一个美好的典范。
And this is an example that David, as a father, has left for his next generation.
我们在读撒母耳记上下，以及在读列王记的时候，我们已经看到，其实大卫他为他的儿子留下一个几个很重要的产业。
And when we read 1 and 2 Samuel and the 1 and 2 Kings, we see some of the important inheritance David has left for his children.
大卫让他的儿子知道他是怎么样爱神的。
And David allowed his children to know how he loved the Lord.
在历代志上的28章，大卫他向他的儿子说明他怎么准备材料，准备那个心智要为神建圣殿。
And in 1 Chronicles chapter 28 records how David has prepared the material to build the temple of God.
他是怎么样顺服神的指导的。
And how he has obeyed the instructions of the Lord.
因为历代志上28章特别提到说大卫本来想要为神建殿，可是神说不可以。
And because in 1 Chronicles chapter 28 it says that David wanted to build the temple of God, but God did not allow him to.
但是大卫他也顺服神给他的理由。
But God, David also obeyed the reason and accepted the reason God gave him.
他就做他能够做的。
And so he did what he can.
所以他就开始为这个建造圣殿的工程准备很多材料。
And so he prepared a lot of the materials needed to build the temple.
然后他把他这样一个作为，他的对神所付出的这个心，让他的儿子可以明白。
And so he allowed his son to understand his will and what he is intending to do.
我们看历代志上二十八章。
Let's turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 28.
历代志上的第二十八章。
1 Chronicles chapter 28.
第二十八章，我们来看第二节。
Let's read verse 2.
第二节。
Verse 2. King David rose to his feet and said, Listen to me, my brothers and my people. I had in my heart to build a house as a place of rest for the ark of the covenant of the Lord, for the footstool of our God, and I made plans to build it.
好，这个现在是大卫，他本来是想要去建殿，他也做了一个准备了。
And here David was planning to build the temple, and he has made the preparation.
神说不可以。
But God said no.
你的儿子来完成这个工作。
Your son shall complete this work.
啊，所以第六节就说啊，请读第六节。
In verse 6, it says, He said to me, Solomon, your son is the one who will build my house and my courts, for I have chosen him to be my son and will be his father.
好，现在这是神说的话。
And this is what God has said.
现在第九节，他对他的儿子这样讲。
In verse 9, he said to his son, verse 9, And you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive behind the thoughts. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will reject you forever.
这里特别说，我Solomon啊，你应该要认识主你父亲的神。
And here he said to his son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father.
要诚心乐意的侍奉他。
And serve him wholehearted with wholehearted devotion.
因为这位神是看到人的心思意念的，他鉴察我们的每一个举动。
Because this is a God who sees our hearts and knows our every action.
我们如果真的是诚心来寻求他，来侍奉他。
If we truly seek after him,
他就让我们寻见。
Then he will be found by us.
但是如果我们离弃他，他就永远离弃我们。
If you forsake him, then he will reject you forever.
所以他现在告诉他的儿子，你一定要去认识这位神。
And so here he tells his son, you must acknowledge this God.
那他本身他就把话讲了，他也为他的儿子留下这样一个典范。
And he said he himself said these words, and he left an example for his son.
你看，我们现在来看二十九章。
Let's read verse 29.
第二十九章看第二节。
Chapter 29, verse 2.Verse 2, With all my resources I have provided for the temple of my God, gold for the gold work, silver for the silver, bronze for the bronze, iron for the iron, and wood for the wood, as well as onyx for the settings, turquoise stones and various colors, and all kinds of fine stones and marbles, all of these in large quantities.
第三节。
In verse 3, Beside my devotion to the temple of my God, I now give my personal treasure of gold and silver for the temple of my God, over and above everything I have provided for this holy temple.
我你看这一段。大卫他说，他为了神的殿，他已经尽力了。
And here, David said that he has done everything he can for the temple of God.
他会愿意这样子奉献他所有的积蓄金银，来为了要建造这个殿，是因为他爱慕神。
And he is willing to give all he had for this temple because he loved God.
他也爱慕，他很希望看到神的这个殿被建造，能够是荣耀的，能够是被神所重视的。
And he wanted to see this temple to be built, to be glorious, and to be used by God.
所以我们就看到大卫留给他的儿子一个这个典范，就是他会爱神。
And so David left the example for his son that he loves the Lord.
他真的是诚心实意的来遵行神的指示。
And he truly followed and obeyed the words of God.
他用这样一个实际的行动去让他的孩子效法，将来要怎么样才能够得到神的祝福？能够让这个国位一直承续下去的一个重点。
And through his actions, he showed his son how he would need to sustain his throne and allow this the kingdom to be passed on.
那这样的一个模范就一直延续下去的。
And this example is passed down continuously.
在列王在犹大国的历史里面，我们看到几个王，他真的是效法他的祖先大卫所行的这一切事。
And in the history of Judah, we could see that there are a few kings that have followed what David had done.
在列王里面特别描述几个王是真的效法他的祖先大卫。
And in the book of Kings, there are a few kings that followed their forefather David.
比较明显的啊，比较详细的就是啊，这个约沙法王。
And what was more recorded more detail is King Jehoshaphat.
就是西西家王。
And King Hezekiah.
就是约西亚王。
And King Josiah.
那这三个王，基本上圣经在描述他们的一生的时候，都特别强调他效法他的祖先大卫一切所行的，行神眼中看为正为善的。
And for these kings, the Bible records that they did what was right in the eyes of God, and they did what their forefather David had done.
那所以 大卫的一生就变成这个他的子孙的一个榜样、哦、他如果是得到神的称许的，一定是跟大卫所行的有关系。
And so David's life becomes an example for his descendants. And if the king finds favor in the eyes of God, they have done what David had done.
我们今天做父亲的，我们为我们的后代子孙要留下什么样的典范呢？
And as fathers today, what kind of examples will we leave for our children?
我们所留下的这样一个生活，这样一个模式，会不会让我们的子孙一直效法，然后一直得福气呢？
And the life we leave behind and the example we leave behind, will they be imitated by our children and our descendants?
今天有时候我们所做的每一件事情都要想到它的影响。
And whatever we do today, we need to think of the consequences.
今天一个做父亲的，他如果在教会里面会抱怨，然后会争吵。
And as a father, if in the church they complain and argue,
基本上他的孩子也会效法。
And basically, their children also do the same.
但是反过来，如果这个父亲是很爱神，他是很顺服的。
But on the contrary, if this father truly loves the Lord and they obey the Lord,
他聚会的时候会用一个诚实的心来这里敬拜神，
and,
聆听道理。
And during service, he will come here with a sincere heart to worship the Lord and listen to his
truth. 那他的孩子一定会跟随。
Then his children also follow him.
因为他会看到什么才是重要的。
Because they will see what is important.
而且他从生活里面一定会体会到神的祝福。
And they will also experience the blessing in their life.
那我们对神的爱会实际的表现在我们的生活里，我们的行动里。
And the love we have towards God will be manifested in our life and in our actions.
我们在教会的服事，我们的孩子都在看。
And the service that we perform in the church, our children are watching.
所以我们做父亲的，我们一定要了解，我们今天所做的不是只是我们自己现在这个时候为我们自己而已。
And so as fathers, we need to understand that what we do is not for ourselves.
因为这个信仰的传递有时候不光是用讲的。
Because to pass on our faith, sometimes it's not only with words.
真正有效的传递信仰是要用我们实际的生信仰来表现出来。
And a truly effective passing of our faith must be done through our actions.
大卫他跟他的儿子说，你要诚诚实实的行在神面前。
And David said to his sons that you must walk truthfully before the Lord.
他自己本身就是这样子，在神面前存完全正直的心。
And this is what he has done before the Lord with a pure and righteous heart.
所以这个大卫他一个父亲的形象，告诉我们，我们应该要为我们的子孙留下一个美好的典范，让他们世世代代的效法。
And so David and the father figure that he has left for his children is an example that we ought to follow.
那在列王记里面，现在再来看另外一个很极端的例子。
And now let's look at another extreme example in the book of Kings.
来看列王记上第十二章。
Let's turn to First Kings chapter 12.
来看北国的以色列国。
Let's look at the northern kingdom Israel.
耶罗波安王。
And Jeroboam,
他为他的子孙留下什么一个典范？
And what kind of example did he leave for his descendants?
他所做的，让他以后的一百多年的这个国度全部都落在罪里了。
And what he has done allowed his kingdom to fall under sin for the next few hundred years.
耶罗波安他是在神的旨意底下去掌权的，在神的意思底下，就是神的意思。
And Jeroboam received the kingship under the will of the Lord.
好，我们现在看列王记上先看第十一章。
Let's turn first to First Kings chapter 11.
第十一章。
First Kings chapter 11.
这是神派先知亚西亚对他所讲的。
And here is what the Lord has sent the prophet to say to him.
我们看第三十一节。
Let's read verse 31. Verse 31. Then he said to Jeroboam, "Take 10 pieces for yourself, for this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says: See, I am going to tear the kingdom out of Solomon's hand and give you 10 tribes."
本来以色列有十二个支派，现在神说要把十个支派给耶罗波安。
And originally there is 12 tribes in Israel, but now God said He will give 10 tribes to Jeroboam.
原因就是因为所罗门他后来离弃神。
And the reason was because Solomon later forsake God.
他并没有行他父亲大卫所留给他的典范。
And he did not do the example that David his father has left for him.
但是就是因为有大卫的缘故，所以他这个国位还留下来。
But because of David, his kingship was preserved.
好，我们现在看第三十七节。
Now let's read verse 37.
三十七节，三十八节。
Verse 37, verse 38, 37. However, as for you, I will take you, and you will rule over all that your heart desires. You will be the king over Israel. Verse 38, if you do whatever I command you and walk in my ways and do what is right in my eyes by keeping my statutes and commands, as David my servant did, I will be with you. I will build you a dynasty as enduring as the one I built for David and will give Israel to you.
这是耶罗波安的一开头，神也是像当初 跟大卫所讲的话一样。
And this is the beginning of Jeroboam, and this is what God said, the same thing that he said to David.
其实也像大卫跟所罗门所讲的话一样。
And this is similar to what David has said to Solomon.
第38节说, 你若听从我一切所吩咐你的, 遵行我的道, 行我眼中看为正的事, 谨守遵行我的律例诫命, 像我仆人大卫所行的, 他说, 我就要与你同在, 要建立你的家。
Here it says, if you do whatever I command you and walk in my ways and do what is right in my eyes and keeping my statutes and commands, then I will be with you.
那所以其实他是站在这个神的应许上，在一个非常肯定的神要给他这个国位，所以他其实他是可以很放心的去照神所吩咐的去行的。
And so he stood on the promise of the Lord and he could actually confidently do what God has said to him.
可是当他做王之后呢？
But after he became king,
他就马上对神失落信心了。
He lost his faith towards God.
他很害怕他的这个十个支派的子民跑回去耶路撒冷去向他们献祭。
And he was afraid that the 10 tribes would go back to Jerusalem to offer there.
他没有办法对神的应许能够真的相信了。
And he was not able to truly believe the promise of God.
结果他就做了一件让以后的子孙通通受祸患的错误。
And then he committed a mistake that lasted throughout the generations to come.
我们看第十二章。
Let's read chapter 12.
12章的第25节。
Chapter 12, verse 25.
25节, 26节。
And 25 and 26. Verse 25, then Jeroboam fortified Shechem in the hills country of Ephraim and lived there. From there he went out and built up Peniel. Verse 26, Jeroboam thought to himself, the kingdom would now likely revert to the house of David.
27节。
Verse 27, these people go up to offer sacrifices at the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem. They will again give their allegiance to their Lord Rehoboam, king of Judah. They will kill me and return to King Rehoboam.
当时候这个耶罗波安呢，他心里面很不安，他是恐怕这个国会仍然归大卫家。
And Jeroboam at this time was very anxious that the kingdom will return to David.
他怕百姓跑到耶路撒冷圣殿去献祭。
And he was afraid for his people to go back to Jerusalem to offer sacrifice.
所以最后百姓的心会归向大卫家，所以最后把他杀了。
He was afraid that the people would return to the house of David and kill him in the end.
所以你看第28节就说，他就开始想计划好要去做这两只金牛犊。
And in verse 28, now he starts to seek advice and made the two golden calves.
然后就跟他们说，跟百姓说，这就是领你们出埃及地的神呐。
And he says to the people, this is a God that led you out of Egypt.
好, 第30节说,
in verse 30,
这个事情叫百姓现在罪里面，是因为他们往但去拜那牛犊了。
And this thing became a sin to the people because they went as far as Dan to worship, worship the one there.
然后接下去，耶罗波安就开始自己设定他自己的敬拜系统，设立祭司。
And Jeroboam began to build his own system of worship and his own priest.
在那个地方建立他的所谓的圣殿。
And he built a high place in that place.
第32节特别说他在那里设定节期。
And in verse 32 here he instituted festivals.
他自己定8月15号为节期。
And he set the 15th date of the 8th month as a festival.
然后他自己到那个坛上面去烧香。
And he went on to the altar to offer the incense.
他所做的事情就让以后他的子孙
And what he did caused his descendants to be in sin for a very long time.
以后所有以色列国的王基本上都是在行耶罗波安所行的恶。
And the kings after Jeroboam in Israel basically did the evil that Jeroboam had done.
以色列国大概有100多年的历史而已。
And the kingdom of Jerusalem only had about hundreds of years of history.
那这一两百年的历史，基本上通通都是因为耶罗波安所留下的恶，最后被神离弃。
And in this 100 to 200 years of history, They were forsaken by God in the end because of the evil that Jeroboam had done.
所以最后到列王记下的第十七章，我们就看到这个以色列国灭亡。
And in so in 2 Kings chapter 17, we could see the kingdom of Israel was destroyed.
每一个王都在描述他们行耶罗伯安，让以色列百姓陷在罪里的那罪，就是拜金牛犊这件事情。
And every king did what Jeroboam had done, and that is to worship the golden calves.
那所以我们看，本来一个好好的王，他为什么会为他的后代子孙留下这么一个悲惨的一个罪恶呢？
And we could see how this king had done the trouble that he has passed on to his descendants.
他是从对神失落信心开始的。
It was because of his failure to have faith in God.
然后接下来就是按他自己的私意来想要去解决他所面对的困难。
And next, he did according to his own will to resolve the difficulties that he felt he has faced.
他并没有真正的去认识把这个国位给他的这位王，这位神。
He did not acknowledge the God who has given him this throne.
所以今天我们做父亲的，我们一定要了解。
So as a father today, we need to understand.
如果今天我们对神失落了信心，
if we have a lost faith in God,
我们在我们的信仰生活，我们在一生当中，我们一定会做一些的计划，我们一定会有一些作为。
And in our life, we will make plans and we will have some actions.
我们这些作为基本上都会出于我们自己的私意，因为我们当然没有，我们如果没有对神有信心的时候，我们就用自己的方法。
And these plans and actions will be according to our own will because we have lost our faith in God.
那我们这个方法最后一定会为我们的子孙留下一个延续很久很久的祸患。
And this our ways and our plans will be a trouble for our descendants for a long time.
因为这个就变成一种文化。
Because this becomes a culture.
就好像拜偶像、拜金牛犊这样一种行为，就成为以色列国的文化了。
And because just like worshiping the golden calves become a culture in Israel.
因为他们已经很习惯了，如果要守节期，就是八月十五号了。
And because they are very used to observing the festivals on the 15th day.
如果要拜神，就跑到伯特利跟但去拜那两只牛。
And for them to worship, they will go to Dan and Bethel to worship the golden calf.
久了，他们就忘记什么叫做真正的真神。
And after a while, they will forget who is true God.
所以你看，我们今天做父亲的，我们一定要小心。
And so as fathers today, we need to be careful.
我们对神是不是有信心？我们是不是真的认识神？
Do we truly have faith in God, and do we know God?
会影响我们的孩子。
This will affect our children.
这个孩子如果在这样一个没有信心的环境里面，会一直养成一个习惯。
And for the children to live in this environment without faith, it will become a habit for them.
那这个如果没有神再一次的拣选提拔，我们真的会在这个罪里面一直的延续，一直打滚。
And without the intervention of God, then they will continue to cycle in the sin.
我们做父母亲的怎么可以不谨慎呢？
And as children, as parents, how can we not be mindful?
我们今天一定要好好抓住神给我们的应许。
We need to hold on to the promise that God has given us.
我们如果抓住真的对神诚心实意的敬拜。
And if we grasp onto this and to truly worship the Lord,
我们的困难我们会看到神为我们解决。
Then we'll see our difficulties be resolved.
我们的孩子他就会有这个榜样可以效法，凡事要懂得靠神。
And our children will also have this example that in everything they do, they need to depend on God.
当我们人跟人之间在相处的时候，有时候会意见不一样。
And when in our interaction with other people, sometimes we'll have differences in opinion.
有时候我们就会生气，就会吵架。
And sometimes we become angry and we'll argue.
那这样的一个模式哦，让我们的孩子他就会看，他就会学。
And our children will see this and they will imitate this.
等到他们长大的时候，他只要自己看得不顺眼，脾气一来就是吵架。
And once they grow up, as long as they see something that's not according to their will, they will start to fight and argue.
那要再去改变，就要花很大力气的。
And to change this, it will take a great effort.
但是反过来，如果我们碰到这个人跟人之间有不愉快的时候，如果懂得静下心来祷告求神，靠神。
On the contrary, if we meet with differences in opinion and we know to kneel down and pray to God,
我们的孩子他一定会知道，将来遇到这样子冲突的时候应该怎么处理。
Then our children, when they encounter interactions, they will know how to resolve it.
所以耶罗伯安他留下了这么一个很大的警惕。
And so Jeroboam gave us a great warning.
那从犹大国里面，我们又看到另外一个王，也为他的子孙留下一个 最后导致他们灭亡的大罪。
And in the kingdom of Judah, we can also see a king who left something for their children that caused their destruction.
第三个王，看列王记下二十一章。
And the third king, let's read Second King chapter 21.
列王记下二十一章。
Second King chapter 21.
这是马拿西作王的时候。
And this is a king Manasseh.
马拿西作王，我们看第二十一章第一节。
In chapter 21, verse 1.
第一节到第二节。
In verse 1 and 2. Verse 1.Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 55 years. His mother's name was Hephzibah. Verse 2, he did evil in the eyes of the Lord, following the detestable practices of the nation the Lord had driven out before the Israelites.
好，这个马拿西是以色列历史里面作王最久的王，55年。
Manasseh was the king that has reigned for the longest time, 55 years.
可是他所行的是神眼中看为恶的事。
But what he did was evil in the eyes of the Lord.
他效法谁呢？他效法神在以色列人面前赶出的外邦人所行可憎的事情。
And he did the evils in the eyes of the Lord, following the practices of the nation the Lord has driven out.
他现在把他的眼光去转到外面的外邦世界去了。
And he has set his eyes on the foreign nations.
是效法外邦所行的一切可憎的事情，而不是外邦里面那些好的事哦。
And he did the detestable things that the foreign nation had done, not the good things they have done.
第二十一章就描述这个马拿西王到底做了哪些恶事。
In verse chapter 21 records what the evil that he has done.
他把他父亲西西家王所毁掉这些偶像，重新把他找回来。
And he rebuilt the high places his father Hezekiah has destroyed.
然后再去做了很多额外的这个立了很多偶像，一些神认为可憎的事情，在神的殿里面，在耶路撒冷城，这犹大全地。
And he erected many of the idols that were detestable in the eyes of God and in all of Israel.
然后呢，他所做的让神的怒气就没办法止息。
And what he had done angered the Lord that was not able to be quenched.
我们现在看第十一节。
Let's read verse 11. Verse 11, Manasseh, king of Judah, has committed these detestable sins. He has done more evil than the Amorites who preceded him and has led Judah into sin with his idols.
第十二节。
Verse 12, therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I'm going to bring such disaster on Jerusalem and Judah that the ears of everyone who hears of it will tingle.
第十三节。
Verse 13, I will stretch out over it Jerusalem, the measuring line used against Samaria and the plumb line used against the house of Ahab.I will wipe out Jerusalem as one wipes out a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down.
这一段在说明这个，你看神因着马拿西所做的，做了一个很让天会耳鸣的宣告了。
And here, God said that according to what King Manasseh had done, he will do what would tingle the ears of everyone who hears of it.
那就是这个犹大国要被毁灭了。
And that is the kingdom of Judah will be destroyed.
那这个就是这个马拿西他所留下来的。
And this is what King Manasseh has left behind.
他留下这个恶，真的最后是导致他的国家灭亡，他的子孙受害。
And he left this evil that causes his kingdom to be destroyed and his descendants to suffer.
因为在接下去的列王记下的二十三章、二十四章，他一直在描述马拿西所做的恶，让神的怒气没办法止息。
And because in chapter 23 and 24, it records the evil that Manasseh had done and the anger the Lord has the anger of the Lord.
那这个就是犹大南朝犹大国里面另外一个留下一个恶一个很坏的榜样的一个例子。
And this is the example of evil that the southern kingdom of Judah has left behind.
我们今天做父亲的一定要对自己所做的三思。
And as fathers today, we need to carefully think about what we're doing.
我们今天如果把我们的眼睛、把我们的眼光放到外面的世界去，
And if we,
效法外邦所行的。
If we set our eyes on the foreign nations and do what they have done,
那我们的子孙会接着受苦。
Then our children will suffer because of it.
那就跟我们做父母亲想要爱我们的儿女，为我们儿女留下好的产业这样一个想法相违背的。
And this will be contrary to what we want to leave to our children.
所以愿我们每一个做父亲的都能够从这几个王里面得到提醒。
And so hopefully all of the fathers can get some reminders from these kings.
那我们真的想到，我们所留给儿女的，应该是为他们留下一个敬爱神、诚实、谨守神诫命的好榜样，让他们受益无穷。
And for us to understand that we should leave beautiful examples for our children, so that they can be blessed and receive the grace of the Lord.
愿今天早上所 分享这一切能够对我们有帮助。
And may what we have shared this morning be beneficial to all of us.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
492首。
492.